Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Hopefully. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, you're not in Tupelo, no problem. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it ordered. They'll deliver it right to your door. You can start every day with Strange Brew Coffee from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
Was that a real clear of the throat, or was it just for effect?
The world will never know.
What the world can know is this. If you are trying to make a great weeknight meal, make beef the star of the show. It goes in every recipe. There is no recipe that's not made better when you change out whatever protein you were going to put in there. And you say, you're saying to yourself right now, what, steak parmesan? Why not? Tell me a medium rare, nice medium rare steak, a little tomato sauce over the top. Well, it's called steak pizzaiolo at that point, though. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I get the vision.
They make it. The Italians make it. Ask your mom. She knows. Okay. She knows what steak pizzaiolo is. I guarantee
you. Can't wait to get a text saying, yo, Carlo, how'd you not know that?
How'd you not know it? Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying, beef makes it better. And the 4th of July this weekend, make sure that beef is on the menu. That's what's best for America. America. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything college, everything Mississippi State is that College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. If you're looking for something in Mississippi State, you're going to find it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that will treat you with respect and give you a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Start the day as we always do with our daily NBA moment. With Jaylen Brown, is he going to get dealt, you think?
At this point, I feel like the relationship
they spoiled the milk there somehow. That team won a title 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not that I'm mad that the Celtics are going to blow it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
You're not mad about that.
So yeah, me and John Sokoloff were just like,
I think they spoiled it too much.
Yeah. Well, they tried to put him on the block just for like the one thing. They're like, if we can get Giannis, we'll do this. But when you do that, you just have to put him on the block. Now everybody's going to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's our NBA minute. It's like an NBA half minute. That's fine, though. We should get that sponsor. So we had a show yesterday. We lost it to the technical difficulties gods. And in that show, we were starting with baseball transfer portal, and then we finished up with Kamario Taylor. We do have to add an SEC preview to that, but we're going to stick to those same topics, but we're going to reverse it. We're going to start with Kamario Taylor because he has become like this this phenomenon on social media over the past few days coming out of the Manning Passing Academy. Now, I'm not overly surprised that he went down there and looked like a million bucks, right? This is a guy that physically he has all the tools. And if you're telling me he's going to sit there in shorts and T-shirts and throw with no pressure, sure, I'll buy in the fact that he looked fantastic. You know, obviously the questions for Kamario from our end are far more about what does he look like when the lights are on and then people are trying to fly at him and so on and so forth. I want to read you this quote here. This is from Cooper Petania, who covers college football for CBS Sports. The title of the article, Six Burning Questions from Manning Passing Academy, Where Arch Stands, Who Popped, and Who Didn't. So number one question was about Arch. He actually really likes where Arch is. He says he's fine, which I think it's one of those things. Like we saw that. We also that clip of them throwing that out route.
Everyone saw that.
And you see Arch, he misses. I mean, if in a game you're not going to be perfect with every pass, I don't have a problem. But here's the question number two: who made you look up from your notebook? Kamario Taylor, and I'm not sure there's a close second. At 6'4" and 230 pounds, the former top 100 prospect from Macon, Mississippi, is a unique athletic specimen. One of the highest-ranked Mississippi State signees of the modern era, Taylor is a fluid athlete with explosive arm strength that was superior to every other passer in attendance.
Wow. Okay. That last part of that sentence.
That's giving you something, right? Taylor unquestionably has the ability to develop into one of college football's most electric playmakers if he can steadily improve as a passer this upcoming season while maintaining the ability to stress defense with his speed, athleticism, and power as a runner. He made two starts in 2025 and gave Mississippi State fans plenty to be excited about. His future is super bright.
Okay.
So, you know, I try really hard to not let the wool grow. I really do. And look, the past two seasons with Jeff Lebby, they've done a pretty good job for me of keeping my expectations kind of low.
Sure.
But when I read that the quarterback at Mississippi State looked better than everybody else at an event where Arch Manning and Julian Sand and Trinidad Chambliss and Dante Moore and all those guys were there, and this is the guy that stood out above the rest, you can't help but have a little excitement.
Absolutely. I mean,
Look
it's
at you. You're getting
getting
fired up
me a
over
little
there.
excited
There
over here.
you go.
Whoa. But it's why. Ooh, whoa.
Oh,
Getting
oh.
antsy about the football season.
Yeah,
There we
yeah.
go. Yeah, that's that first sentence. The last half of it was like when you're eating, a wing or something, and it's like kind of hot, but then you don't really get it till the end. You're like, whoa, I
It's
got a
on the back end.
little kick there. That's
Yeah.
kind of what that sentence felt like. Can you read me that back half of that first sentence he said?
I will certainly do it again. Yes. I'll just read the whole thing. One of the highest ranked Mississippi State signees of the modern era, Taylor is a fluid athlete with explosive arm strength that was superior to every other passer in attendance.
Yeah, is arm strength being superior to everybody else's at an event that has arguably probably 20 of the top 25 quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah.
That's
Flip
not
me.
nothing, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, they had the On3 had the list of
Who was there?
well, yeah, they had their standouts, which Kamario made as well. So it's, here it is. Yeah, Manning Passing Academy standout. C.J. Bailey from NC State. C.J. Carr from Notre Dame, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Trinidad Chambliss. Jerry Kaminsky. I don't know who that is. Is
No clue who that is.
that North Dakota State? I don't even recognize the logo. Jerry Kaminsky is the quarterback for North Dakota, the Fighting Hawks.
Okay.
Never heard of the guy. We'll see. Arch Manning's there. Drew John Mateer there.
Did you see the photos of him?
Is he on the gas? What's going on there?
He looked,
Drew Mestermaker from
yeah.
Oklahoma State, who was at North Texas last year, big guy. Marcel Reed, Julian Sand, Connor Wiegman,
I mean,
still
they
around
had
college
everybody on the
football.
standouts here.
Well, yeah, they had a bunch of standouts. And then Kamario Taylor. But then you read this from Cooper Petania, and I mean, we talked about this yesterday, so obviously nobody heard it, so let's bring it up again. Mississippi State right now is in a spot football-wise where their fans are struggling
To get excited.
to be excited about the season, right? Like, and I've talked about this many times before. You know, outside of the maroon and white bubble, people see Lebby as a guy who went from 2 wins to 5 wins, and that people, I think, outside of the fan base itself, people have a lot of faith. Like, oh, Jeff Lebby with this guy, sky's the limit, right? They're gonna be really good. It's those of us who watch every game and know what we know that have less expectation. But having an elite player is something to be excited about, and we said a couple weeks ago, like when Kamari Taylor starts against ULM, this is only his third start. We're not talking about a guy that's got a ton of experience. You know, he's 0-2 as a starter, as well as that. It's not like he's won games even yet. All we've seen are these flashes of brilliance from this guy. A run here, a ridiculous throw here. But the full package, the full game, we haven't seen that yet in any way. Now, granted, not probably weren't going to see that against Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. That was a really good team. But I was hopeful against Wake Forest that you would see that. Now, I've watched, again, because I watched the game, I know that the offensive line failed him in that game.
Absolutely.
They got to be better. But
This is a reason to be excited for about Mississippi State football, is that you have an exciting young quarterback who looks like physically $1 million and could be one of the top most, well, he could be one of the most underrated players in the country going into the season.
I absolutely agree. He's got all the tools. I remember that we talked about it yesterday, but the guy had that tweet where it said, the tools are fun.
Yeah.
And as also we talked about it, you know, a lot's made of him as a runner and his athleticism, but what is opening my eyes about Taylor right now is that everyone's talking about him after this weekend about how his arm strength and him as a passer.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already know that he can run the ball. He had what, 180 yards almost
against Ole Miss, yeah.
And he, I mean, that was a team that made the national semifinal.
Yeah,
and he ran all over them and 2 touchdowns, I believe.
One of those touchdowns, I still think about it every now and then. The one that cut,
talking about in the
they cut it to like
half.
12, yeah. And it's like,
yeah,
he looks like he's just walking.
Yeah.
And nobody can lay a finger on him.
Yeah. And
like,
I mean,
it really does look like he is not moving anywhere near full speed, but he's just pulling away from people.
And they had some good defensive linemen and linebackers that were playing at Ole Miss last year. So it's, you know, he's flashed himself as a runner plenty, you know, throughout the year, but now we're talking about him as a thrower. So if he can really develop, especially his short intermediate throws, I mean, that's going to open up more lanes for him to run. It's going to be, okay, do we want to take away his passing ability, the deep shots, that's already well known that he can do that. And if you don't believe it, go watch that video we watched on Twitter of him ripping a 70-yard ball to somebody.
Yeah.
And that poor guy next to him threw it about 55 yards. And
the other guy throws a nice, tight spiral, 55 yards.
It just wasn't.
it literally is like, you know, you own a Corvette, and you're like, all right, I got a nice sports car here. And then a Ferrari pulls up next to you, and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do?
What am I doing here? Yeah.
Yeah.
If he can.
You want to go so real quick. You mentioned another tweet. This is from C.J. Vogel, covers Texas football. Who, you know, so you're talking about a guy.
Covers Arch Manning.
Covers Arch Manning. After seeing him in person at the Manning Passing Academy this weekend, I'm buying as much stock as I possibly can on Mississippi State quarterback Kamario Taylor. So much potential, and the tools are fun.
I mean, he's going to be really hard to defend if he can get those 10 to 15 yard, you know, out routes, in routes, just basic throwing consistent. We talked about this a few weeks ago with when we were talking about, you know, building maybe a realistic expectation for his stats this year. If he can get that completion percentage to over 60, I mean, this kid's going to be a monster.
Let me give you the other quote that we mentioned. Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints for the Times-Picayune, has worked for The Athletic. The most intriguing quarterback I saw at the Manning Passing Academy skills competition in Thibodaux last night was Kamario Taylor of Mississippi State. Big-time arm, rare athleticism combined with a 6'4" frame, team-first attitude, and Mississippi manners, whatever that means. He's impressive in every way. The other part about this that I go back to, you remember from the spring game where he basically just eviscerated himself. Post game, he was just like, I thought I played terrible today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there thinking, like, kid looks pretty good. He's hitting some passes. You know, he's reading the defense. He's taking what he's given. He's doing some checkdowns. You see the mobility. I thought he looked fine. And he came out after the game. He was like, not good enough. So I think this you may have that rare combination of physical talent, but yet that drive that not everybody has. You know, Tom Brady, not the most physically talented guy in the world, but simply refused to be beaten. That was just, he had the mentality piece of it. Then you've got some guys who have the physical talent, but they don't have that mentality piece. When you get both, you have a pretty much unstoppable force. I don't know that that's going to be the case with Kamario Taylor. I'm not trying to tell you that we've got, if Cam Newton and Tom Brady had a child here or something like that. I'm just saying that the early indications for him are very, very good.
Absolutely. Yeah, the hype he's getting this offseason. I mean, if you don't know the name now, people will definitely know it come
well
in the season if we're seeing what we're seeing here.
I think a month from now, Carly, when we're at media days, I've talked about this, like, I think we're going to be sitting there. People are going to be coming over to us like, who is that guy? Is that one of y'all's linebackers? Like, and I'm like, no, that's
the quarterback. That's quarterback.
Kamario Taylor. They're going to be like, that's who? Like, I think that's, you know, people who are, no, not everybody knows everybody, right? You know, even people who cover Mississippi or cover SEC football, they don't recognize everybody by face.
Well, in football, too.
So you just see a 6'4", 230-pound guy, you just assume he's a defensive end or something. And then I have to explain, No, that's the quarterback. People are going to be surprised by that. I'm hopeful he makes a good impression at Media Days. Looking forward to having the opportunity to speak with him. But this is the most hype a Mississippi State quarterback maybe have gotten ever. Like, even coming out of his junior into his senior year, I don't recall anybody saying things like this about Dak Prescott.
No, fans were ready. I remember covering in high school, people were ready for him to go to Mississippi State. They were chomping at the bit.
I think that's part of the deal when you have a quarterback like Dak. You have people waiting on the next guy, right? Like, it becomes a thing. It becomes, can he be the, and that's an unfair, can this guy be the greatest quarterback in the school's, can be better than the greatest quarterback in the school's history? That's an unfair burden to place on a 19-year-old. But here's the thing. Everybody's the, every, you know, whoever's the goat of whatever is only the goat until the next goat comes along. And you never know. And goodness, like, it's just tough to watch the little bit of video that we got and not just go, wait a minute. Maybe this guy is Superman. The fact that he survived that hit that he took in the Wake Forest game, maybe that's a sign that, like, this guy is, there's something different with him that we can expect from him. I don't know if that's the case or not, but man, it's exciting. It's exciting to see what this kid is doing at this very early part of his career.
Yeah, he started two games only, and we're seeing already him develop, I guess, into a much better passer. I mean, time will tell. Like you said, anyone can throw, shorts and a t-shirt on. When you get behind that Mississippi State offensive line, and you got 60,000 people screaming at you, and it's a game against Alabama, and you're down 17, and it's the second half. That is when we'll really tell what this kind of what this kid's made of. But early indications are that his arm is improving, and it's exciting because we already know himself as a runner. So once you throw in the passing, this kid could really do something.
I wish, I didn't get all you get to see these little blurbs, right? These little highlights, but I kind of already knew he had the big arm. I wanted to know, like, I wish I could see some stats or something. Like, what did he look like just completing the short and the intermediate stuff? Because that's where we're concerned about him, right? That's where we're looking ahead and saying, can he do this when we get to that point in the season? I don't know. I just know that on Saturday night, watching that stuff, I was excited. And my excitement level for Mississippi State football right now is it's low, and it just is. I don't have a whole lot of enthusiasm for this upcoming season. I don't have a whole lot of optimism about this whole coming season. But that kid can play football, and he can be a difference maker. And it goes back to what we said last week. If I can get that, and I can get the better defense, and I can just get a little bit better on the offensive line, maybe I got something there with Mississippi State. But having a top-notch quarterback goes a long way. It's almost impossible to be bad
Yeah,
when you have a good
he
quarterback.
can lift them to at least a few wins
You would think.
for sure. And that defense, I mean, there's no question with the transfers they got, the guys they were able to retain. Will Whitson, I think, is a huge one. He was off
Will
to a
Whitson.
yeah, exactly. He was on a
We're gonna be on pace guy over here and say he was on
he
pace
got
for 18 sacks.
six games. He was wrecking people. I mean,
Six
or six
quarters.
quarters, excuse me. Yes, you're right. I mean, he was wrecking. He, I believe, led the team in sacks till like November, which is kind of
Well,
embarrassing, but
that's what happened the first year under Levy, where Calvin Dinkins got a sack in the first game, got hurt, didn't play the rest of the year, and he led the team basically until the middle of November.
that's more on the
I
defense.
guarantee you the leading sacker in a Zach Arnett defense will have more than two sacks. I'll guarantee
What do you think it's going to take? Eight?
Something like that. I mean, Bukie Watson his
Or
last year
D.
had was in double digits. So yeah, something like that.
With the improved defense, which is almost certain to be a thing, and you've got a quarterback that's looking to ascend from a freshman to sophomore year, which I know he didn't start last year, but we've talked about this when we were building a player, the jump that second year players made in Lebby's system, it's always a pretty big one. I don't know if we'll count the two games, the freshman year we kind of sat behind Chapin for most of the year as that thing, but that would if it's not next year, it'd be the following year, and you've got him for at least those two. So I think the potential with him to be very good this year and lift this team to more wins than maybe they should have is very real, because that defense will be improved. And if he can, you know, manage whatever the offensive line situation is, which Levy is confident in those front five, but it's the depth that will really test this team, because I'm sure someone's going to go down. It's just football. It is what it is. So we'll see. But the tools are fun, as that guy said. The tools are fun.
One more thing here before we go. I want to call some of our Mississippi State fans out here. Because Mississippi State fans, they're on one side, they're like, we never get any positive publicity. We never get anything. Nobody ever says anything nice about Mississippi State. And then when something does happen good for Mississippi State, you have somebody talking up Kamario Taylor. Here are the replies to Robbie Faulk, who, of course, is no longer with us.
No longer with us.
Here are the replies to his – he quote tweeted that C.J. Vogel tweet. He's going to be running for his life. I just pray for KT to stay healthy. How do you feel about the O-line? Line play is all that matters with this team. Pressure and protect, or it won't be a good year. Only if we can protect him, otherwise it'll be more of the same, and he'll be in crimson or purple and gold next year. Like, guys, it's just ridiculous. It's unbelievable the way Mississippi State fans, it's like there's a rush, like a Black Friday, buy one, get one free 70-inch television sale of how quick can I crap on my own team?
Yo, and look, just guys, watch the line play first before you state.
Well, never mind that. It's just like the other guy who's like, he's going to be in purple and gold next year. Like,
really?
I always go back to this. This kid ended up in the portal, Creed Whittemore. But his first game at State, he had two touchdowns as a true freshman. Like, you know, they're playing Southeast Louisiana. He ended up not doing anything else the rest of the season. But for that one moment, State fans were like, wow, what do we got here? This, you know, and that same day, the first game of the season, you think we can keep him out of the portal? Somebody tweeted that at me. I'm like, I can't. Like, the self-destructive tendencies. And this is me talking. You know, I understand when it's warranted to be negative, I will do that. But my God, like, the national media is fawning all over this guy, and his own fans are like, I don't know. Hope we can protect him. Like, just enjoy it, guys. That might be the only spot of sunshine this whole year. Just take it. Just take it with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Just something like that. Goodness gracious. So, yeah, some of us, you know, and Robbie immediately called it out too. It was like, guys, like, you can't not do it, can you? It really is something to watch Mississippi State. Nobody loves to crap on Mississippi State more than Mississippi State fan.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I've pointed this out a lot. Like, it's the total opposite of Ole Miss. Ole Miss fans wake up and they just believe everything's going to go their way. Like, they have the most unfounded in reality optimism about everything. And Mississippi State fans are the opposite. They, like, as soon as they wake up in the morning, if the sun's shining, oh, it'll probably rain later. Like, it just never ends. So, guys, and again, this is me telling you that. So, you know, a man who's made his brand, made a career of being a pessimist, that's fine. But even I know when it's time to not do that.
Time to enjoy it at least a little bit.
Just a touch. Just enjoy it.
We haven't even seen the line play yet. You can't complain about it yet.
We can't complain about it. All right. Let's move into our transfer portal talk. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, the place to find fantastic tacos, wings, nachos. I saw your nose flare. I saw it. And I said wings. You just think you're so bad. I hear you. I hear you. No,
it's a toxic reminder.
It is. It is.
I'm going to hold on to that, Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes back to what we were just saying. You get a little sunshine in your life, hold on to it.
Yeah.
You've got to cherish it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've got it.
All right. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother in the Cotton District. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you know where to go. Lunch or dinner. Enjoy a fantastic meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you're looking for technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. You can give them a call today, and they can get you taken care of. And because they're in Mississippi just like you, if you do have a problem, they're going to be able to take care of it a lot of times the exact same day.
601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle. Nobody has a bigger, better, wider, more unique selection than my friends over at Maroon & Co. They've got everything Mississippi State ready for you. Go and get it now. And you can shop online at maroonandco.com, and you can use our promo code in-store or online. Thunder 15 will save you 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you need Mississippi State gear, the only place you need to shop is Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, you know, went out for a walk yesterday, Sunday morning walk, and, you know, everybody's out there, you know, the smell of freshly mowed grass all over the neighborhood. And all I could think was, you know, how much better would life be for everyone? They just had a John Deere mower right now.
A
zero-turn mower. Yes, very good. You're a man of math. Very good. Yes, a zero-turn mower from John Deere. If you're just a normal homeowner like me and so many others, you just got to, you know, got your front yard, got your backyard, nothing to it. Now, if you got one of those, you know, huge tracts of land, maybe a John Deere compact tractor is the way to go. Whether it's the smaller jobs or the bigger jobs, John Deere has a mower for you, and Scruggs has that mower as well. Give them a call today. Go by and see them. Talk to their credit department. They'll get you taken care of. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know. If you're trying to figure out how to best manage your land, manage your resources, manage your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber is simply a phone call away, and they can get everything taken care of for you. And if you're just trying to buy or sell land right now, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help you with that purchase as well. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a simple phone call. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com, locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Mississippi State back into the transfer portal. Friday evening, they get the commitment of Will Craddock, infielder from the South Carolina, 260 last year, 10 home runs. I look at that and I see a guy that who played in the lineup, but there wasn't a lot of great hitting. No protection for this kid in the lineup. And South Carolina fans are talking about, well, he got worse as the conference play went along. That's what normally happens with freshmen. Like, Jacob Parker is the outlier.
He's the anomaly.
Yeah. Like, a guy who got better as the year went along doesn't happen very often. Normally, a freshman comes in, cuts off to a great start when they're facing, you know, sub 100 teams, and then when they start playing the good teams, it goes downhill. That's to what you expect. I think with another, you know, I feel like in this year, in this time of the portal, people forget that players get better year to year. You know, sometimes you just don't get to see them because they're at the next spot, right? I think this, you know, Mississippi State has done a good job. They have put together a young team of potential power hitters. You know, they've got Overbeek, they've got Cressman. Obviously, they have Parker. Now they add Craddock. That's four really good freshman bats from a season ago. And now they're all going to be playing for Mississippi State this year. I think this is I'm very impressed with the job that Brian O'Connor and his staff have done filling some big holes. You know, you had to replace
Ace Reese,
Garrett, obviously. Garrett
Coleman.
Yes. Bryce Chance. Vitas Valencias. Blake Beavis. Maybe, you know, it appears like Kevin Maluski is the guy who may not be back. You had to replace all these guys, and they've gone out and done that, and they've put together what appears on paper to be a lineup that's going to once again be one of the best in the SEC.
Yeah, and when we talked about this on the show that never existed yesterday, you know, only in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
The kid had 10 home runs and he batted 260. So that tells me that he's got the power to knock it out, and he's got the power to with the long ball, but he lacked a little bit of consistency. But like you said, that's normal with freshmen anyway. So the fact that they're recruiting all these young guys too, like you mentioned, obviously Parker's going to be going in his second year, all these guys going in their second year. I spoke on how the portal for O'Connor, at least position-wise, he's targeted so much youth, which is good because obviously you've got all these guys for another year. You've got, obviously, the starting pitching is solidified, but then you've got these guys that you won't have to replace the following year. It's not like he's getting – you know, a team full of seniors. Or it might work, it might not. You know, Indiana yeah. basketball did that last year. They had a team full of seniors, and they sucked because they had no chemistry together. You get these guys for 2 years in a row.
Right.
And they get to play together, and they get to kind of, you know, get to feel out the lineup, and you get to develop them as well. You know, some of these guys might come in, not be the best at right away. You know, Parker wasn't the best when he started, but mm-hmm. by the end of the year, you saw the development. So I think the development piece with this and the young guys he's recruiting speaks to what O'Connor was really looking for in the portal.
Right. And then you've also got some guys like Nolan Graw and Jake Souders, experienced guys. Guys, you know, I think they're talented and, you know, also double-digit home run guys for their respective teams, but at the same time, upperclassmen, so they can provide a little bit of leadership. And then, of course, you bring back, you know, Parker, Woodson. Woodson's another young guy. He'll be here another year. So on and so forth. So, and then, of course, you have so much experience on your pitching staff, so those guys can lead as well. I'm excited. I think this is I think they have reloaded. I think that, you know, we talked to Jacob Rudner from Baseball America on was that Friday? I think that was on Sports Talk. It was Thursday or Friday. And he basically said that, you know, with what they brought in, you know, if they can survive the draft without anything really unexpected happening, that this is a team that they're going to have a very strong argument to be the number one team in the nation going into the 2027 season.
Do they have the number two portal class right now?
It's second or third, depending on where yeah. you look. I mean, you know, and there's still guys to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they aren't done yet. They certainly would love to get another piece for the bullpen, maybe two. And then there's still a chance for a best available guy, maybe another outfielder. You know, we were just talking about the draft. It kind of depends on what happens with Aiden Teal. Does he come back? Does he get drafted and want to go? He obviously isn't going to enter the portal. The portal closes today. I think it closes at noon. I could be wrong. So unless there's a last minute thing and not expecting any unusual stuff there, your roster is kind of set, you know, in terms of people going out. Now you still guys can come in, and like I said, I expect some more guys to be added to this portal class. But I'm not surprised, because when you hired O'Connor, they were going to commit the resources. Obviously, they were going to put emphasis on baseball. So I'm not surprised they're having a lot of success. But even then, it is exciting to watch that, as you know, because you can put a lot of emphasis on things and you can commit resources to things. It doesn't mean, kind of like what's going on with football. Like, I believe State has the resources. I believe they have the money. I just don't feel like they have the best staff of recruiters over there. Not the case with baseball. They got guys who understand how to get players down.
They do. They have the recruiting pitches have been, it's got to be good, because it's the second year in a row that they've mm-hmm. had one of the best classes in the country.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, we have money to give you. This is where you're going to play. This is the crowds you're going to play in front of. This is the competition you're going to face. Here's our track record of getting guys into the majors. What more can I tell you at that point? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, let's jump into our SEC preview here. We're on the LSU Tigers today. Controversial team. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Lane Kiffin as their new head coach. Did you know?
Yeah, covering that was horrible.
What was that like?
Actually, horrendous. It sucked. It was horrible. You'd hear things, and then he just would dodge it. And those last 3 weeks of the year were so frustrating. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. It was not fun. I was so happy for that to be over. Everyone knew he was going to LSU. Everyone, their mom knew that.
Did you ever think he was going to go to Florida?
No, not one
bit. I always thought it was LSU.
Not one bit. I was either going to stay or he's going to go to LSU.
So I'm going to have a little bit of a dichotomy here, a little bit of a conundrum, a little hypocrisy, if you want to call it, in that I'm not a big believer in Sam Leavitt.
I'm not either.
But I think this team is going to be outstanding.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so let's jump in. The Dabo Swinney farewell tour begins in Tiger Stadium with Clemson. I thought last year when LSU beat Clemson, I was like, oh gosh, LSU is going to be a problem this year.
Yeah, because Clemson was going to be good.
They were preseason. They were both preseason top five, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. And I thought, man, to go into Clemson and win that game, had no idea both those teams were going to be mid. Be
absolutely horrible.
This year, I think Clemson will be mid again. I don't think that for LSU, but I will give the real Death Valley the win here. I'll give LSU the win.
I'm also at 1-0.
All right, LSU, they will beat Louisiana Tech week two.
Go ahead.
No, you're just making sure. You know, we're all the same.
No, I got Louisiana Tech. I'm talking about the next game.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I mean, as the early part of the schedule goes, there is no game that has more on it, no more eyes on it than Ole Miss hosting LSU on September the 19th in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. As Mississippi State fans, we kind of went through this with Dan Mullen coming back, but this is 100 times more, in my opinion. Mullen didn't treat Mississippi State on the way out the door.
No.
The way Ole Miss, the way Kiffin treated
that
Ole Miss.
Was terrible.
Also, you know, Florida, you know, you want to beat Florida, obviously, but they're not a huge rival of Mississippi State. This is Ole Miss's second biggest rival. And I'll be honest with you, for this year, they're the biggest rival. Ole Miss would gladly give away the Egg Bowl if they knew they could beat LSU. They would absolutely do that. I got bad news for them. I think LSU wins this game.
Okay. I've got Ole Miss winning this.
Okay. All right. All right. I do not. I just think the emotion of it is going to be too much for Ole Miss. And that's the same thing that happened.
I think both teams already hate each other.
Well, they absolutely do. There's no question about that. But who Brazil just scored in with a minute to go.
Is it 2-1?
2-1.
Wow.
Assuming he's not offsides, which he might very well be. He was very close. Where are we here? LSU.
You've got him at 3-0. I've got him at 2-1.
I got him at 3-0. And then I got him at 4-0. I got him beating Texas A&M. You know what? I've been thinking about this. I'm going to change that. What? I am changing that. I'm going to give them the loss. I think both teams out of that game are going to lose the next week. I think the emotion is too much.
That's fair.
I'm going to give them a loss here. They lose at A&M, or they host A&M, but I think they lose that game. What do you say?
I got them beating A&M, so we're both at 3-1.
3-1, okay. McNeese is an obvious win.
Mm-hmm.
At Kentucky,
yep,
they win. Mississippi State, at least you're playing them early. You got that game early in the day, but I think they'll beat the Bulldogs. At Auburn, that's a win.
Yep, same here.
Off on Halloween. By the way, just real quick, if you're the SEC office, if you're listening, Chuck Dunlap, this is where Ole Miss and LSU should play, is Halloween night. That is what tradition demands. And then November 7th, what a day of college football, by the way, on November 7th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Great day. Mississippi State, that day, Vanderbilt. It's in the swing.
That's in the
window. I wish that was an 11 a.m. game. I like to get home. But LSU hosting Alabama. You go first.
They're going to win.
That's what I say. I've got them beating Alabama. I've got them beating them. It could be Kalen DeBoer's nail in the coffin right there.
It'd be a great game.
I agree.
This schedule for LSU is, honestly, it's got some great games on it.
It does. All right. They host Texas the next week. That's a loss. I have them losing. You're not even high on Texas.
They're losing to Texas.
Okay.
I am not high on Texas, but then when I looked down at my Texas prediction, I was actually looking at that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
I need my words here.
There you go. At Tennessee, I have no idea what Tennessee is going to be this year, but so right now I've got that as a win for LSU.
I agree.
And then at Arkansas, that's a win. I got the Tigers 10-2 and in the college football playoff.
I do as well.
All right, then.
10-2 will get you in.
10-2, absolutely, they would be in. They'd be something like the 8 or the 9 seed. They'd be dangerous. They'd be a dangerous team. You don't want to play them.
No.
But we'll go with that there. So, we both have the LSU Tigers at 10-2. We will skip Ole Miss and Mississippi State. We'll come back to them at the end. And so, next week, we're talking about the Missouri Tigers. We'll do that next week. One last thing before we go. A little interesting MSU piece. Nuno Borges won his first round game, former Bulldog, at Wimbledon today in straight sets. And so who does he play next at Wimbledon? The world's number one, Jannik Sinner.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
It's okay.
So that's tough, Nuno. Good luck. Good luck, buddy. Sinner he's tough. All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get the questions in. We're happy to answer them. We'll do an opponent preview a little later this week with Vanderbilt. We got to do the thing we started last week with Camario. It's like looking more at the starting lineup. So we'll do the running backs this week. We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got a summer school edition on the defensive line as well. So a lot of fun stuff left this week. Glad you guys have been joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow on Wednesday for the Rumbling. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.